Unit 13. Applying for catering jobs.
Useful expressions. A. Interviewer. 1. We'd like to know more about your working experience.
2. Are you a certified cook?
3. Can you describe your personality?
4. Could you tell us about your last job?
5. What were your responsibilities in your last job?
6. Why did you leave your last job?
7. Are you good at cooking Thai food?
8. Can you talk about your cooking style?
9. Can you work independently?
10. What are your skills?
11. What kind of qualities do you think a good head chef should have?
12. How much do you know about menu planning?
13. Did you bring your resume?
14. How long have you been working in the food industry?
15. Do you have any relevant experience in this field?
16. Why are you interested in this job?
17. Are you good with people?
18. What was your previous salary?
19. What's your expected salary?
20. We'll contact you in about 3 days.
B. Interviewee. 1. I would like to apply my knowledge in this field.
2. I've been working as a chef for 3 years.
3. I obtained my diploma in culinary arts in 1998.
4. I have 6 years of experience in the catering industry.
5. I'm good at problem solving.
6. I specialize in Asian cuisine.
7. I'd like to know more about the details of the job description.
8. Has the position been filled?
9. What kind of person are you looking for?
10. Do you provide staff training?
11. I think I'm suitable for this job.
12. I left my last job for personal reasons.
13. I can begin to work anytime.
Conversation. 1. Attending interviews for cook, chef positions. Excuse me, is your restaurant still looking for a cook?
Yes, we are. Do you have your resume with you?
No, I don't. Should I come back with my resume?
That's fine. You can fill out an application form later. Why don't you tell me something about yourself? What are your qualifications?
I went to college for 2 years. Then I dropped out of school and started traveling. I've lived and worked in Bangkok for 4 years.
Were you working in a restaurant in Thailand?
I started off as a bartender. Then I took cooking lessons at a local school before I left Bangkok. Although I don't have any formal working experience as a chef, I am good at cooking Thai food.
How many Thai dishes can you make?
About 35 dishes, ranging from Thai-style noodles to lemon fish.
Our Thai curry is very popular. Can you make that too?
No problem.
Do you mind coming back for a demonstration next week? We've already had a few strong candidates, but I'm very interested in your experiences.
Sure, I'd love to do that. A. Another interview.
Good afternoon, Mr. Dobson. My name is Marie Moore. We've spoken on the phone.
Nice to meet you, Miss Moore. Thank you for inviting me for an interview.
I have reviewed your application. I'm impressed by your experiences and qualifications, and I'd like to know more about your background. In your resume, it says you won first prize at the Pan Pacific Cooking Contest. What year was that?
1996. I was studying for my cooking diploma when I won the title.
You've worked as the head chef at Sheraton Hotel. Could you tell me about your duties there?
Yes. The Sheraton Cafe is known for its fusion style. I had to design a new menu for our monthly theme. I was also in charge of the new chef training program.
So you are also involved in administration affairs?
Only a little bit. By the way, I brought some sample menus which I did for the seasonal food festivals. Would you like to have a look?
Sure. Very nice. Would you say you're a creative person?
Yes, I think I am. I think that's one of the important qualities a good chef should have. Also, I'm not afraid of trying new things, and I always welcome new challenges.
Great. I think that's about all I need to know. When can you start working?
Next week.
Excellent. You'll hear from us very soon. Thank you for coming.
2. Attending interviews for waiter or manager positions.
How would you describe yourself?
Well, I'm efficient and self-motivated. I like to create a happy and friendly atmosphere for the customers.
How do you handle customers' complaints?
First, I'll try to figure out what went wrong. Then I'll communicate with the customers and help them sort out the problem.
Good. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes. What are the hours like?
We're open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. You and the other waiters will take turns staying behind to clean up and close. Are you willing to do weekend shifts sometimes?
Yes, I am.
Also, this is a small cafe. You'll need to help out at the cashier from time to time.
That's fine with me. Is there anything else I should pay attention to?
Well, all the waiters are required to wear a cap when they're on duty.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Once a month, we hold workshops on topics such as food hygiene and serving manners. You'll get paid for coming to those meetings.
That'd be great. When will I hear from you?
We'll give you a call in 3 days if you're hired.
Okay. Thanks for the interview. A. Interview arrangement. I saw your advertisement posted online yesterday. I'm an experienced waiter, and I'm interested in applying for the position of assistant manager. Could you tell me more about the responsibilities and requirements before I send in my application?
Okay, first of all, we're looking for someone who can speak Japanese. Our restaurant is close to the convention center, and we get a lot of Japanese customers.
I took Japanese in college for 3 years. I'm quite fluent in speaking and listening.
Good. Also, we need someone who can help us with the event promotion and staff training programs. Are you familiar with those?
I majored in public relations when I was in college. In fact, event promotion was one of the main subjects.
Very good. I'd like to arrange an interview with you sometime next week. Are you available at 2 o'clock Tuesday afternoon?
Tuesday afternoon is fine. What kind of documents should I prepare for the interview?
Please bring your resume, a recent photo, a copy of your diploma, and 3 reference letters. Please come up to the 3rd floor and look for Ms. Rogers.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time, Ms. Rogers. I'm looking forward to meeting you next week.
You're welcome. See you next week. Goodbye.